Scandal is erupting in the unregulated world of fantasy sports. Critics are raising heat on sports fantasy sites like DraftKings and FanDuel. And for more on this, we go to Richard Roth on 710 KURV. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Now tell us about the scandal. What's going on?
Well, it's getting worse and worse and worse. What happened was about a week ago, it was discovered that one of the employees of FanKings actually bet for a $25 bet on, DraftKings for a $25 bet at FanDuel, and only to win $350,000. And what was disclosed is that the employees have insider information. They have information about which players are not being betted on, which ones are, in order to reduce their odds of winning money. So this has prompted people from Congress, congressmen saying, what's going on here? The senators have been in uproar. The New York Attorney General has raised an issue, is doing an investigation. And the issue here is whether or not there's what's called insider trading going on, whether there's information known by the employees that is not known to the public that they're trading on.
But, I mean, the numbers involved, they aren't nearly as big as, say, like the stock market, right? I mean, you just mentioned $25 bets.
They aren't as big, but if you're making a $25,000 bet and getting $350,000 from that $25 bet only because you have information that the public doesn't have, that is akin to trading on information someone else doesn't have. Why should you, because you're an employee, be able to make that kind of money? And it's raising all kinds of an uproar, as well as the issue as to whether or not this is actually gambling. That's another whole issue. It essentially was not in 2006. And they're saying, wait a minute, maybe we made a mistake. Maybe this actually is gambling.
I mean, this is still relatively new, right? I mean, there's still some kinks to work out on, as far as regulations go and all that?
It's very new. And what's the problem is that when you're putting in, these companies are massive. I'm not sure if you watched last night's football game, but FanDuel and DraftKings are on almost every other commercial. There are hundreds of millions of dollars put into it. Fox Sports has put a lot of money in. NBC Sports has put a lot of money in. Owners of teams have put a lot of money in. And the problem is that if you're going to become this big this quickly, then you better have your own form of internal regulation. Because if you don't, what happens in our country, for better or for worse, is the legislature will come in and start mandating what you have to do. And I think that's the problem. They became so big so fast that they didn't with their growth, they didn't increase their level of scrutiny and their internal regulation.
Joining us on Newstalk 710 KURV, sports attorney Richard Roth.
Richard, Tim Sullivan here. Where do we stand then on any criminal investigations?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't believe there's going to be any criminal investigation because it's not technically insider trading. It may be deemed fraud. But I think where we stand is now the public's eyes have opened. And I believe that what's going to happen is Congress and the Senate, they could be an investigation. They could very well deem, notwithstanding the sports lobbying groups, which are very big, they could deem this form of betting gambling. Remember, fantasy football was deemed not to be gambling because it was a full season, and there was the argument that you have to know the players, and it's much less chance than it is skill. If you're betting, though, with these two FanDuel and DraftKings, if you're betting on one game, then it becomes more really luck than skill. So if we made this entire 1 week fantasy league industry may be deemed gambling and may not be allowed anymore. That's the risk.
Yeah, well, yeah. Could you explain then how this possibly could not be gambling if betting is allowed?
Well, to me, it's gambling. But what's happened is, so in 2006, there was an act. It was the Gambling Act, and it outlawed all kinds of gambling throughout the country. But through the sports lobbying groups, they've essentially argued that this is not gambling because it's a full season. If I'm picking Aaron Rodgers or Peyton Manning on week one, I haven't throughout the whole season, so there's more of a skill involved. But it is, I believe, it is gambling.
Yeah.
Now this fantasy sports.
I'm not seeing much of a difference, or whether it's one season or one game.
Well, I think one game. The difference is you don't win on the Peyton Manning. You win on betting on the guys as a long shot that are not known.
Right.
And
right.
I agree with you. I think it's gambling. And I think I think that the Congress is going to look at this again and say, wait a minute, guys, what's the difference between this and your poker?
But as far as anything criminal, you're not really seeing that.
I don't think it's going to be criminal charges. There is an investigation going on in the Attorney General's office. But there's more than one employee now that has fessed up to doing this. And the risk is not only the employees, but if you're an employee, and by the way, the employees they hire for these organizations are people that bet. I mean, that's where they get them from. People who actually are active bettors on these on fantasy sports. So if it seems inappropriate, they both said they're not going to let employees do it anymore. What's to stop the employee from getting the information and giving it to his body and saying, "Hey, go bet on John Smith, who's very lowly regarded. He can win a lot of money if he has a good game."
You wouldn't happen to know any of these people that are being bet on. Get a pen, Freddie. Get a pen.
I wish I did. You can ask the guys that are fans and sites. God knows they have that information.
Thank you very much for your time. Richard Roth, sports attorney, joining us on News Talk 710 KURV.